When Benrod limped into Cairo, Amber was beside herself with joy to have him at her side and in her bed. Lady Jane Ballantyne had returned to Clare Castle at the insistence of her husband. What had been planned as a 3-month sojourn had extended to almost 2 years. Sir Peter had long ago tired of the bachelor existence. Ryder Courtney had returned from a highly successful visit to the United States and Canada. The wheat he had purchased was already offloading in Alexandria docks. He had arrived home just in time for the birth of his son. He had learnt that as soon as the Sudanese campaign ended, Sir Evelyn Baring would turn all his energy and the resources of the Khedive to the building of the great irrigation works on the Upper Nile, which had been long projected. Almost 200,000 acres of rich black soil would be brought under permanent irrigation and would no longer be dependent on the annual inundation from the Nile. Ryder had purchased 20,000 of these acres in a speculative move. It was a wise decision that within 10 years would make him a cotton millionaire. Penrod's wound healed cleanly, and he discovered that he'd been gazetted for the Distinguished Service Order for his conduct in the battles of Firket and Atbara. Amber missed her moon, but on Saffron's advice, she did not tell Penrod of this momentous occurrence. "Wait until you are certain," Saffron told her. "What if he guesses the truth before I tell him?" Amber was nervous. "He would take that hard." "My darling, Penrod is a man. He would not recognise a pregnancy if he tripped over it." With the approaching cool season heralding high Nile and conditions conducive to resuming campaigning, Penrod kissed Amber farewell and, oblivious of his impending elevation to fatherhood, returned upriver to the great military camp on the Atbara.